John. This is your friendly neighborhood psychic medium, Derek White, Sky Cloud. Yes, folks, I'm back. I'd like to apologize for taking so long getting back to all of you the last couple of weeks. I've been busy moving. I went and got myself a house, and I ended up traveling, doing a lot of changing and I'm telling you, renovations, you name it, the whole nine yards. So I've been so busy. And then my computer went down, and the internet was not set up with me, and my phone lines weren't correctly. I don't know what's going on. Just had nothing but troubles. So I decided to step back for a couple of weeks until I got regrouped. And I asked Don and the guys to put up the archives for a couple of weeks until I got reorganized. I'm back, and here I am. And for all of you actually who've been listening, dedicated listeners to listen to the show, we're going to have a very special guest, return guest again this week. Her name is Joanne Giroux. And for Joanne, she is she basically works in the field of herbal medicine. She's been doing this since she was a little girl. Her grandmother taught her how to pick and choose for whatever feels right for making into herbs, medicines, and different types of essences and oils and creams and salves and you name it. And she also has, the assistance of medical intuitiveness. And sometimes Joanne doesn't really, sometimes I'm not sure she really cares for the word medical intuitive, but I like using that word because it's kind of gives people an idea, the comfort knowing that this woman knows what she's talking about as well as her experience. So what I like to let everybody know right now, if you want to go to Joanne's website, it's wildwomanherbs.com. It's WILDWOMAN, herbs, herbs.com. And she has a website. Yes, she does. And she, if you want to order any of her products or if you want to ask any questions, you can email her. We'll actually share that with you later down the road. And now, actually, those of you who want to phone in the station and phone us and ask questions, more than welcome to have you ask questions, anything to do with your health that you need some assistance. The phone numbers we have here, toll-free number for anybody who actually is listed in the U.S., he tells you I've been gone for a couple of weeks. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And the toll-free number for Canada is 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And those are international lines, are 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. So, without further ado, I'd like to welcome Joanne. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is the third time around, girl.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
We're having a lot of fun here. Now, to explain this, I want to also the public know there have been some people that have been listening to the show. When Joanne came on for the very first time, Joanne actually had some flub-ups on her change of email. Apparently, people that have been paying PayPal and the customers that have been actually been making orders have not gotten any calls back or return calls, and they let everybody know that Joanne has been trying to make contact. So I actually had people email me. So those of you out there that feel they think you're getting some disappointments and put your money into something you think you haven't got, Joanne did get your emails as best as possible. And because they're forwarded on from me to her, and she's doing her best to get back to you. But Joanne has a new email, and that's under telus.net, isn't it?
Yeah, it's www.herbs@telus.net.
Okay. And you said you have a second email?
Yeah, the other one is www.weeds@canada.com.
Now, is that weeds as in W-E-E-D-S?
Yeah.
Okay, how come weeds?
Well, because they wouldn't accept WW Herbs. They said it was already taken, which is me, but they won't let me on it. I don't know what's happening, and PayPal has never notified me. We've notified them several times of the changes in the email address. In fact, my husband's working on that again right now.
Oh, okay.
And they're not forwarding orders to me. So I'm not ignoring anybody. It's just that I don't know that I have any. And I can't do anything about something I don't know. So if any of you would like, you can give me a call at 604-942-4031 and place your order, and I'll be glad to mail it off. It's just that I don't know that I have any because they haven't told me.
Okay.
And I don't know what the mix-up is, but between your mix-ups and my mix-ups, I don't know, maybe somebody out there just doesn't like us. I don't know. Well, both of us are getting mixed up all the time. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, even when I try to phone you today, I got a fax number.
Yeah.
Constantly getting fax machine returning call back, and I know very well it's your number.
Yeah, and I don't have a fax.
You don't even have a fax.
No.
That's funny.
Booby traps.
Well, we do actually have strange interventions, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
I've had computer problems myself. I haven't had been able to get the telephone line hooked up here properly. The company itself, they were supposed to set it up and have it ready for me when I moved in. They didn't do it, and they, you know, their words were, well, you didn't tell us this and didn't tell us that, and I said, yes, I did. You guys just didn't listen. So basically, it took me about a couple of weeks because, you know, when a telephone company, when you tell them when you're going to cut them off, you say you want to move from one place to the other, they may immediately take you off there no matter what the second is, but yet you get reconnected, they take their time. And all it is one push of a button and you're in.
Yeah, totally.
Anyways,
on
so let's let all things pass that way. We are on, and we want to talk about the Wild Woman Herbalist. Now, some of you out there that have been listening in or have not been listening in who does not know anything about Joanne, Joanne, can you explain yourself about your purpose in life? Why are you doing this?
Some days I wonder. Some days I wonder. Well, it started when I was a young child. We didn't have a lot of money, so my grandmother always used herbs.
You're picking weeds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, eat the bark. Yeah, it works. Great source of vitamin C, pine bark is.
There you go.
Yeah, so anyway, I guess I just continued on. My kids went through, you know, various hoops and whatever's we had. My oldest daughter had open heart surgery at 3 and a half. Nobody knew she had a hole in her heart till then. She had meningitis at 4 months. Then we discovered the hole in her heart. But anyway, so yeah, we still do deal with the medical group when we have to. But generally, the human body, provided it is treated properly, is designed to heal itself. Now, unfortunately, over the ages, many native bands and a lot of other people have totally lost knowledge of what these plants are all about. Now, the Creator, no matter what he is to you, actually created all these plants for our uses, and whoever made us knew exactly what we were in for. I mean, our entire life is you know, paved out in the Great Pyramid of Giza, and all the illnesses, et cetera, et cetera. And herbs are quite vibratory. Everything in life has a vibration. And if you look around, most of the plants have an incredible amount of green, which happens to be the color of the heart chakra. And so it's really important that people deal with the plants. Because if your heart chakra is aligned and your heart is happy, illness generally does not manifest in the physical body. In fact, there are no illnesses of the physical body. It's all, if they manifest there,
yeah.
But they do not start there. Now, I started this from a very young child, carried on through my kids, and then I've just carried on. And I love it because the fun is actually not, you know, I enjoy hiking the mountains and digging roots for 3 days straight and, you know, drying and cutting and all that other stuff. But it's really rewarding when you can educate people, and you can educate people how to take care of themselves. Because we got to remember that the healthcare system, it doesn't matter where in the world you are, they practice medicine. They do not practice health, and they know nothing of it, or very little of it.
Yeah.
And mind you, they have their place, you know. If somebody's in a severe car accident, I would really rather they not come to my house. I'd rather they go to a hospital, and then I can deal with them later. But I don't know how to put the body back together again, you know, like they do.
Mm-hmm.
However, I can help heal it, mend afterwards. And, yeah, it's a passion. It's a passion. You can take a course, you can do whatever you want, but you have to live it, totally live it in order to
put this way, you just got to get grounded.
Yeah. After a while, you know exactly.
You need to get back to the earth again.
Yeah, you look at a plant and you know exactly what it does. because you know all the signatures and I know it sounds ridiculous, but they actually talk to you, you know, and a little voice in your head, that inner knowing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But it's a passion. I love doing it. I love the results, you know.
I know very well you're getting a lot of great results because, I mean, even though I do send, for example, myself, I send some of my clients to you for regarding their health issues, and a lot of them are not just simple colds and flus. I mean, you're getting clients that are dealing with issues, whether it's MS or cancer or AIDS or other types of illnesses, you know, even if it's arthritic.
Yeah.
Or even that indigestion or viral, you know, like someone talks about, here, I'll give you an example before we go into that other subject we're going to share actually is viruses. I mean, here's one main thing right now. We're dealing with an issue right now that someone actually had sent me this email, and I find it as very awakening because it's actually happening all across the world, especially even in Canada, United States. But we're getting a lot of chemtrails.
Yeah.
And these chemtrails, I mean, if you start noticing the people out there right now are really, really sick, and they're trying to say, oh, what, some sort of Asian flu. Well, excuse me, there are people you're telling me that every Chinese and Japanese and Asian person carries viruses?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. I mean,
no more than we do.
That's an old story. It doesn't happen anymore. You keep on blaming some virus that comes off the airplane, landed here in Canada.
Yeah.
Landed somewhere in the United States. Oh, well, they brought the virus here from another part of the country. No, they didn't. That virus, you know, here's part of it. But the part of that blame is they carry that old system, and I think you understand what I'm talking about, Joanne. They carry the old system, belief system, that you put that little virus in the blanket, that'll kill the Indian. The virus in that sheet, that'll make you sick.
Yeah.
Or another virus in the airplane, that'll make you sick. It's already in the air, and it's put there because it's chemically made to make you feel that you cannot handle or take care of yourself healthfully.
Mm-hmm.
And so their ways of stopping you from growing your herbs and your vegetables and fruits is by just trying to destroy it by putting chemtrails in the air. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we basically, what we're all going to have to end up doing eventually is all actually growing green. Why do you think people have greenhouses now and they're closed off? They're not even opening it up to the public to say, here.
I know.
You know, jump right in and choose. These people are smart.
Well, I think the major thing that we have to worry about with the chemtrails is the aluminum oxide and the fungus. Everybody has a fungus. No matter who we test, what age, it's either blastomycosis, which comes from the soil, but there's other fungi involved. And so many people have a cough. They just can't ditch the cough.
Yep.
No matter what they take, it's, you know, it's chronic. It's just there. It's either a dry cough, wet cough, whatever. It's a cough. And it's fungi.
Yep.
It's you look at their blood, and it's fungus. You put them on the QXCI machine. It's fungus. And until people, I mean, I would suggest everybody just take antifungals. Just take them. They can't possibly hurt you. 3 weeks on, 1 week off. 3 weeks on, 1 week off. Just take them. And anybody that's ever had a fungal infection, even candida, should always be on antifungals for the rest of their life anyway, because they're prone to it. Those little spores, they get into your blood, and I tell you, by the time they've done their cycle, you have leukemia. That's the bottom line. So you've got to really nip it in the bud. But I found that there's a lot of people with fungi, and I attribute it to the chemtrails.
You know, here's one, too. I actually have a friend that actually has his own radio show, too. And I will mention his name. It's Dr. Jimmy and his wife, Heather. They're really good, great people to work with. They have me on their show, interview me once a month, and they come on, and they're really nice people to work with. And I was listening to Jimmy today on the radio. He's having a heck of a time with his voice. He was actually losing his voice. And, you know, even though people say it could be bronchial, some people could be asthmatic, but or like a flu, or he thinks it's like a you know, like say, oh my God, you have an allergy to greenery or allergy to flowers. I mean, does it really make any sense why a person thinks they should have an allergy? No one should have had an allergy to certain plants or any kind of plants because as time goes by, God gave you that gift to pick and choose and eat and use those herbs and smell those flowers is because it brings essence. Why do we have allergies to our own plants?
Fungus-related. Fungus and strep. So many people have a humongous count of strep in their body. It's incredible. Any kind of tonsillitis, strep throat, quincy, Epstein-Barr virus, and translation, mononucleosis, anything like that, you're very, very prone to strep. And under stress, anything like that will actually revamp. I think I mentioned this on the past radio show. 35 years ago, I had an inoculation to go over to Europe. And when I was on the QXCI, the etheric imprint of that inoculation is still blinking well there. Now, that doesn't mean it's alive and well, but if I was in a stressful situation, like I was... Are you there?
Yes, yeah. I am.
What was that?
That's a stress situation.
It sounds like the Palladians just landed.
Yeah, somebody's come in and just landed here.
Ay-yay.
Listen to the guy.
Maybe he's got something to say. Ay-yay-yay.
Okay.
Anyway,
3 years
ago when I was really stressed.
Hello? Is there somebody there?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, here we go. It didn't go ring-a-ding-ding. It went quang.
Where you are?
Who am I speaking to? Where are you from?
I'm Sharon, and I'm from Georgia.
You're from Georgia?
Yes.
What can we do for you?
I have chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, along with a lot of neck and back problems. And I guess if I could get any help on anything, it would be the fatigue, the energy level.
Okay.
Okay. Usually chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia is caused by old viruses lodged in the body. And what they do is they start to mimic the body itself and therefore turns into an autoimmune disorder. Have you ever had the Epstein-Barr virus?
No.
Measles, mumps?
When I was young, yes.
Yeah. Well, chances are that virus is still with you because it's all part of the Epstein-Barr virus. What you need to do is try and get rid of that virus. Do you know of anybody? Actually, look up Quantum Nights. It's quantumknights.ca, I believe. And see if you can come in contact with somebody who has a QXCI in that neck of the woods. They're all over North America. They're all over the world, actually.
At .ca?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
QuantumKnights.ca.
Yeah, QuantumKnights.ca.
Okay.
And I would seriously look up a practitioner and go on it. It's usually 2 hours. The first hour is analysis. The second hour is treatment. The treatment only lasts. It rebalances your body for about 3 days. But at least then it identifies the cause.
And this is called what?
Pardon me?
This is called what?
It's called the QXCI.
Quantum. Now, can you explain what a QXCI is so then she'll understand?
Okay, the QXCI is actually a software program written by Professor Nelson of NASA, and they used to, and they still do, scan the astronauts for anything, and they make sure that the astronauts are tip-top condition before they're sent out to space, and then they actually scan the astronauts when they get back to see if they've picked anything up. Now, this thing reads over 9,000 different vibrations because everything has a frequency, everything has a vibratory rate. And what it will do is it will identify various bacteria, viruses, and the count that is in your body. It'll also give you a readout on your vitamins and minerals, what you're depleted in, and it's an excellent guide. I just can't fault it. It dissolves tumors. It tells you exactly where cancer is, and the bottom line is it tells you what was, is, and will be your body's condition if you don't deal with your problems now. Because chronic fatigue and chronic fatigue and what's the other one you said? I just went blank.
Fibromyalgia.
Fibromyalgia. Thank you. Are all asymptomatic. They are symptoms of another disorder. They are not diseases in themselves. So something is causing you to have this. And through that machine, you'll be able to find out exactly what the cause of this is. It's usually old viruses. usually old viruses that have mutated, and the only viruses mutate in your own body, right?
Is there something that she can do to start, even though she's trying to find quantumknife.ca and see a practitioner? Is there anything she can actually do right now to start off for herself to give her that boost from having to have fatigue?
What's your blood type?
O positive. Oh. And two, I am disabled, and I do not work, so financially I would not be able to do that. So is there anything I can do under the circumstances?
Under the circumstances, if you could possibly, do you have internet access?
Yes.
Okay. Then look up Eat Right for your blood type. Eat according to O-type bloods. Okay. Now, the best herb for boosting your own immune system is astragalus. But if you want to calm down your immune system, like if it's overactive already, and in some cases it is, in some cases it isn't, which was news to me until 2 months ago, black walnut is actually very, very good at helping the body to decipher your immune system from the actual virus and what it's trying to mimic. Black walnut in itself will actually kill off parasites, which everybody has, especially with those conditions, because they seem to formulate all on their own.
And do you just follow the dosage, recommended dosage, or?
Black walnut tincture, I would do 3 half droppers a day under your tongue.
Okay.
I've taken black walnut tincture, and it actually works quite well.
It does.
Yeah.
It kills parasites, boosts the blood, kills off bacteria, and it helps to tone down the immune system.
Okay.
So I would start with that, drink lots of water, colloidal silver. If you could pick up colloidal silver, put that in your water, because that also kills off viruses and bacteria.
Okay.
And those are two simple things that you should be, you could maintain over a long period of time.
Even though our listener may not know about the quantumknife.ca page regarding the QXCI, I do recommend to look it up, and you might find, if you do get a chance, talk to a practitioner, see what their negotiated deal would be to talk to you and how much they would charge for you to come and see them. Because everybody charges differently. Sometimes you never know. It could be some sort of program they can set up under the medical industry.
Some extended medical cares actually cover it here in Canada. And the practitioners I work with charge $130 for 2 hours.
Some Which is not that bad for players.
But these, they just charge $130.
Okay, I'm going to write this down. So could y'all spell that again real slow?
Quantum Knights. .ca?
Yep.
That's Q-U-A-N as in North, T-U-M as in Mother, Knights, K-N-I-G-H-T, .ca.
Okay.
And I would look it up and then see what you can find in your local area. Now, you're from Georgia?
Yes.
So I would look up, see if you actually have a practitioner in that area, and see what they can do for you under that way. And if you're unable to, you can always email Joanne, and she can probably give you some updating about what you can do for yourself personally.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time.
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Here's something else we talked about. You just mentioned the word cancer.
Yeah.
Some of the medical industries, sometimes when we start to eat certain foods, or if your house is too close to a fire, to a electrical lines, or under these towers, or kids are under this, like kids are going to school under these electrical towers, or certain places that we're at, or even in the past, my wife talks about her youth, that she couldn't, for example, she had a bilateral breast mastectomy a couple of years ago in October, and because of cancer, now she never smoked, she never drank, but yet she couldn't figure out where she got the cancer from, and to this day she's still questioning it. But she talked to her brother about this recently on the phone a couple of days ago, and her brother told her that she remembered, both of them used to remember watching their mother and father put chemicals into the fields to keep the insects from eating the crops.
Mm-hmm.
they would spray dust the crops, or they would put some of the spray dust into the air to get rid of mosquitoes, or you know, that sort of thing. Do you feel that actually it can sit? Do you think that cancer could have started from that time? She also used to work for an airline, mm-hmm. And they used to use, well, they still do, use chemicals to spray the jet engines.
Yeah.
And that was her job. She would spray the jet engines, and she wore a mask and equipment still, but it's you still breathe in the air after the oxygen equipment is on or off, but it's still in the air, and it should, you know, can penetrate into the skin.
Yeah. Well, 90,
do you 90, feel that part of that could also be the cause of the cancer?
Yeah, 90% of whatever touches your skin is absorbed.
Okay.
Okay, subdermally. And it goes right into the bloodstream. Forget it. There are no organs to filter it. It goes right into the blood.
Is there anything that you can do to prevent or to actually work on the cleansing of cancer?
Yeah, like I said before, clean the colon, then the kidneys, then the liver, and always clean your lymphatics. Exercise, eat according to your blood type. Many people in their 60s now have cancer. They've all gone through the war. Wartime chemicals are really, really hard to get a handle of. But the more I talk to, Dr. Hammer from Germany was an MD, and he ended up with prostate cancer 2 years after his son was accidentally shot in Iran. And prostate is associated with family, with children. Same with the ovaries in a woman. It's associated with the mother and the children. Now, what happened with him is that he automatically knew that because of emotional stress, he ended up with the prostate cancer. Well, this man took it upon himself to work on his attitude and heal his emotional state. And over the years, he treated 4,000 people with cancer in Germany. And
wow.
Then he approached, and all of them, every single last one of them, was cured of cancer just by working on the emotions and nurturing the body, right?
Every one of them.
Every single one of them. And he went to the German Medical Association, and they put him in prison. So you know the guy did something right. As soon as you end up in prison, you know the person's done the right thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, he wrote a protocol, and his wife and his other son delivered it and ran a school. Now, there are Hammer protocols taught here in Canada. I've been taking one, and it is phenomenal because what he says is through some emotional trauma, you may not even remember it. It creates scar tissue on that section of your brain that controls those emotions, okay? Now, the biological corresponding organ quite often will receive the cancer if the emotional upheaval, whether you're aware of it or not, is not dealt with within, I think it's 3 months. Now, for 27 years, I had migraines. I had massive migraines. Nothing helped. Everybody kept saying, oh, it must be hormonal, it must be this. All I know is that I was 27 years, thanks. I would have given anything to be anybody else. But what I found out on the QXCI machine is that all those emotional lesions on my brain had healed, except for three. So that helped me get over the other three. But what the Dr. Hammer protocol says is that through migraine, like when there's healing in the body, there's inflammation. And what was happening is I was processing all the emotional crap that I carried when I was a child, and I was trying to get over it. And I was just literally clearing it and clearing it, working very hard at it. And I created so much inflammation in my brain, I was creating migraines, like one after the other. And I must have had one great big honking scar tissue of a brain, because 27 years, give me a break. But anyway, I did it. And that's where a lot of people's headaches come from, is they're emotionally clearing. And, you know, if you sweep emotional stuff under the carpet, especially when you're aware of it, it's going to fester.
You can't blame your marriage that you got a headache.
No, you just can't do it. Maybe something in the marriage triggered something that created the headache, but who knows? But basically, if you're suffering from, like, the inflammation of the brain, unless you're eating a lot of MSG and a lot of other chemicals, chances are it's an emotional clearing.
Yeah.
And that creates inflammation. Now, a lot of people have emotional issues that they're not even aware of. Now, there used to be a machine called the BioMeridian, which is now built into the QXCI, and that machine will actually tell you the emotional trauma that you're... It won't tell you specific events, but it'll tell you a percentage of emotional trauma that you're still carrying. So mm-hmm. you become very well aware of the fact that you have to ditch this stuff. Because over and over again, you know, I treat people, or I don't treat people, I consult with people and family that have cancer, and the families, it helps if they're supportive. And the results are amazing. Amazing. Like, of course, you have to deal with the physical, but we also have to deal with the emotional and the mental. And once you start dealing with the whole kishmazel, you got to deal with the physical and all the subtle bodies, the cancer totally turns around and dissipates. And I'm working with one woman right now that after chemo, she had a reoccurrence. And now, actually, at the cancer agencies, they're telling people chemotherapy is only buying you time. Well, unfortunately, there's another lady that had exactly the same kind of cancer diagnosed at the same time, and she opted for chemo. And they told her that today or tomorrow would be her last day here. And this lady that I'm working with, I mean, she's going to go another 40 years. She's fine. She's fine.
Same with my wife. They told her the same thing, that if she didn't follow up on the cancer clinic and given her a sign over her life to them, and that they would do experimental drugs on her, that 15% of the chance she'll get her cancer would return.
Yeah.
Well, when she checked out with the doctor, her cancer doctor, her doctor told her she's clean of all cancer, there's nothing in her system. So
yeah.
Why would she give 15% of it back in return?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
If one doctor tells you clean of all cancer, but the cancer clinic is mad at you because you didn't sign over, because my wife said, no, I'm not signing nothing. She says, if my doctor told me clean of all cancer, I ain't coming back. I don't need this.
No.
I'd rather take something. If I have to remove it, then I'll remove it. But as long as I'm clean of all cancer, I'm not going to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, a friend of mine had cancer 14 years ago, and it was pretty bad. And he went through chemo and radiation, and, of course, it came back. Well, what happened was his leg wouldn't heal up where they had removed the lymph node. And he phoned me, and he said, well, it's been 3 months. And I said, well, then you still have cancer. He goes, well, they told me I didn't have any. I said, well, why won't your body heal? I said, your body won't heal if something else has to come out. And he said, well, they told me it was radiation damage. I said, I don't think so. So I made up a poultice. Well, the next morning, or 2 days later, we did the poultice 3 times the first day, and then it was the following day, he phoned me, and he goes, you should see my leg. So I went down, and I took a look, and there was a tumor the size of a baseball. I said, okay, well, let's go to the cancer clinic and see what they say about this. Well, they were dumbfounded. They were dumbfounded because their testing equipment had not detected it. Now, how you can miss a tumor the size of a flipping baseball is beyond me. I'm sorry. I thought our technology was better than that. But anyway, it didn't. So anyway, I said, well, what route are you going to go? He goes, I'm going your route. Well, it's been 14 years. He hasn't seen cancer back.
Yeah.
You know, and it's you know, and then... Now, apparently, in Canada, the Canadian Cancer Society can sue the tobacco companies for tobacco-related diseases. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
What about food-related diseases? Are they going to sue McDonald's next? Like, come on, folks. You know? And, oh, well, maybe the medical system shouldn't actually...
Yeah, but we can't sue McDonald's now because McDonald's put a proposal to the federal government in the U.S. that they cannot be sued, and they had a politician sign that, so they amended it.
Yeah.
So now you cannot sue McDonald's because you're getting fat.
Yeah. I mean,
so,
what kind of mentality is this? You know, all I can tell people is take responsibility for your own health. You know, at least try.
But here's an answer, Joanne. I mean, most people will say this. I trust my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor is God.
Yeah. Well, bless
I'll
you.
Go to my doctor first before I go to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would they say that?
Well, you know what? That's a condition of thinking, I guess.
Because their doctor taught them one thing.
Yeah.
Don't believe anybody tells you except I'm the doctor. I know what I'm talking about. He or she does not know what they're doing.
Yeah.
If they don't know what they're doing, then how come this doctor always loses patients whether it's mental patients or in this angry way,
yeah.
but loses patients because they pass away because he keeps on giving them brand new drugs
mm-hmm.
and say, here, try this. You're your experimental guinea pig. And yet, when I send my clients to you, they're not going back to their doctor.
No.
Not because they don't have, that they shouldn't. They don't have to because it's done, it's taken care of.
Well, one of your clients that you referred to me had a brain tumor, and she went for her EEG, and she had 4 more tumors. Now, they were not malignant, they were benign, but
yeah.
nobody knew why she was getting them. Anyway, I was working with her, and the last month, she went for her EEG, and the doctor said, well, you know what, I don't get it. These tumors don't flip and evaporate, but you don't have any. So we put her on the QXCI, nothing. She's got nothing. We dealt with it.
Yep.
And they told her she would have tumors for the rest of her life, and eventually she would have so much scar tissue in her brain she would be disabled.
Well, they told her that she would die young, that
yeah.
she wouldn't be here that long.
Yeah. And
started making her preparations of leaving this world. And I said to her, you go see Joe, and I said, and you won't happen to regret it.
Yeah, and she's got, you know, she had spasms. They called them mini seizures, where her hand was uncontrollable. All that's gone. All of it's gone.
Good for her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's so happy. She's such a sweetheart. She's so happy, and so am I, because
yeah.
nobody should have to go through that.
Nope, not at all.
No one at all.
I have another friend who also is dealing with cancer right now. She's gone through 2 years of chemo.
Oh, brother.
2 years. And they're doing chemo shots, and then she decided to take 3 weeks off to go visit a friend. Go visit her family, and when she came back, her count went from 60, I believe, to 130, or back up again, like it doubled itself.
Yeah.
So, what I need her to do is to make contact contact with her, because right now, this is getting to be ridiculous to the point where, why should she suffer for those 2 years? And she's a professional medium. I mean, she's very good at what she does. Why would God take her out if she needs to practice her skills and help others?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no.
Right? Yes, she wants to take responsibility. Yes, she wants to follow up. And she wants to get into the herbs and learn about using her herbs. But their doctors are telling her that your, how they say those words, that your... is it anti-carcinogen? No, not anti-carcinogen? She said if you go on herbs, you're putting in carcinogens.
Antioxidants in the environment.
Antioxidants, yes. Because basically, the chemo needs oxidants.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The herbs give you antioxidants. They said the chemo cannot work if you... keep on putting in antioxidants.
Yeah, no, you can't. If anybody comes to me with chemo, we have to wait for 2 to 3 weeks after chemo because it does carry on. Actually, I think it carries on. It depends on the chemo, some a week, some two, some three
yeah.
after your last injection or your last pill. But, yeah, herbs and vitamin C will totally wipe out the chemo, totally wipe it out. And you know, then it's, you know, what's the point kind of thing, right? But unfortunately, after you've gone through chemo, the road is that much longer. However, it's not a road that you can't travel.
No.
You know? You can still go that route. You can revamp the body. But it's an expensive protocol, and that's only because of all the systems that we have to follow, the live and dry blood every month. And that is also for the person's psyche, as well as for us, to find out where the person's at.
Yep.
But when they see their blood at first, which is usually a sludgy mess, it looks like a stagnant bog, and then they see it the next month, and it's actually cleared up, your red blood cells are becoming whole instead of half and like just blobs floating around. And every month, the blood looks better and better. And then after about 6 months, we pull out the CD.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Yes, hi. Good evening. Hi, Derek. Hi, Joan.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How about you guys?
Good, good.
Hey, Joan, earlier you were talking about blastomycosis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a survivor of blastomycosis, and you had mentioned an antifungal.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be like some type of vitamin or?
No, it's generally your best antifungal. Antifungals are garlic, black walnut, fireweed. Unfortunately, fungi and strep actually go hand in hand together. You need your antifungal herbs. Podarco. Good luck finding that. They pulled it. Chaparral.
Oh, really?
They pulled that too, except for external uses. But nobody needs to know, really.
Uh-huh.
You didn't hear that from me.
Imagine that, huh?
Meanwhile, we're on international radio. Oh, well, what the heck. I'll just move tomorrow. yeah, chaparral will kill anything. But blastomycosis is awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said blastomycosis is awful.
Yes, it was. It was a pretty nasty experience, but I did... And everything seems to be, you know, I mean, it was 13 years ago, but, I mean, I do go get checked out, you know, have my blood cells checked out occasionally. And funny you had mentioned that, because I have gotten strep a few times over the years. And I also had caught another form of mycosis at one time with that nasty cough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess they couldn't prove it because we didn't go inside and flush it out or anything to make sure, but we had done an x-ray, and the doctor that I had gone to was pretty good, but...
Well, make sure, be careful of TB, because TB is on the rise. And TB and blastomycosis seem to be oddly related.
Okay, and TB, what is TB now again?
Tuberculosis.
Oh, okay, TB, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So be careful of that. You know what really is effective against blastomycosis, and everybody needs minerals anyway because our soil is so depleted? It's a homeopathic remedy by Highlands, and it's called Bio-12.
Bio-12?
Bio-12, yeah. Bio-X and then two I's, Roman numerals.
Okay.
It's excellent against any kind of blastomycosis.
Okay.
Apparently there's three different stages of it because it turns to a yeast as soon as it hits your lungs, right? Did
Correct.
You have seizures with that also?
I did at the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, what ended up, do I had to get a Grosjean catheter put in me and fed amphotericin B over a period of, I forget how many months it was, you know, until
mm-hmm.
it finally subsided. And I never had any reoccurrences from it, so, but I had a lot of faith at the time too, you know.
Yeah,
which I think helped,
Because I'm dealing with a lot of people right now that have been diagnosed with epilepsy and that are on heavy-duty medications, and they're getting worse and worse and worse, and guess what? They don't have epilepsy. They have blastomycosis, and I don't know why people don't look to that. Like, they just automatically assume it's epilepsy. And
sure.
Epilepsy is either one side or the other, usually the right side. You'll have a seizure on, and it'll be predominant on the right side, sometimes the left, but it doesn't switch, you know?
Okay.
And so... I don't know why they're doing this. But anyway, blastomycosis is alive and well, folks. So
Yes, it is. And there is, like you said, the fungi is definitely a big issue, without a doubt. And unfortunately, I know people in my area that lived have gotten it, that have passed from it, you know. So.
Uh-huh.
How did you find out that you had blastomycosis?
There was a walnut size growing on the backside of my lung, and it come to the point one night, I couldn't even breathe. It was rubbing up against my rib cage.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to, what they did, they went in and they did an upper lung biopsy and, you know, check it out what it was. And at the time, really nobody was very aware of too much of what that was, so... By the grace of God, I got a hold of a very good doctor out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and he picked up on it right away.
Yeah, it's a pretty deadly fungus.
So
I have to be really careful because I work in the soil all the time, right? I'm always digging roots and this, so I just stay on an antifungal. I make my own antifungal.
Huh.
If you want to order one, good luck. Try it out. if you don't hear from me, I'm not ignoring you. Just phone me.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, we're having a few problems. But, no, I just stay on it, and especially during, you know, early spring and late fall, like, where the soil is really damp and I'm digging roots.
Definitely.
I mean, I'm not going to walk around with a mask on.
Either. Yeah, gotcha.
You know, there's a limit to everything in life, and that's my limit.
Okay, well, we're good. I appreciate talking to you, and I'll take your advice, and I think I got the picture.
Yeah, Podarco, yeah, Podarco, or it's also called Tahibo. I don't know whether you can get it down there. Where are you calling from?
Upper Michigan.
Upper Michigan, yeah, I have no idea whether you guys can still get it. I think it's banned in Canada, but not in the States, but I can't, I don't know. The list changes every day. Who knows?
Gotcha. Okay.
But that's a really, really good antifungal. So is garlic. What blood type are you?
You know, I knew you were probably going to ask me that. I don't even remember.
Your hand open, you'll find out what blood type that comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Type red.
Although I do use quite a bit of garlic. So.
Okay, okay. So pick up the Bio 12, and when you're taking homeopathics, do not touch them because you'll screw up the chemical balance.
Okay.
So just tap it into the lid, five, six, once or twice a day, pop them under your tongue, let them dissolve, and that's really effective against blastomycosis.
Okay, gotcha. Good deal. Okay. Well, take care, guys, and I appreciate the input.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
You betcha. Take care. Good night.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is great. We're getting a lot of people that actually are having great interest, and then they're also showing symptoms of things they had dealt with in the past as well as the present. There is one thing I want to bring up, too, is I also have a friend that I know of, actually a client of mine. He actually has depleting in eyesight. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a DJ, and he had to step down from the industry because he can't see very well. Now, even though it could possibly have been diabetes, but is there any other way that he can actually recreate his eyesight, some of the strength of his eyesight back?
I don't know what's causing it. Does he have diabetes?
I'm not sure if I forgot now, but I would say what I can do is give you his phone number and have him give you a call.
Yeah.
And he can explain himself to you more about what he's dealing with.
Yeah, I would suggest putting him on the QXCI.
Okay.
That way we know what's causing it. He may just be lacking oxidation in his blood vessels behind his eye, which is quite constant with people, and it could be because he needs a chiropractic adjustment. You know, I always try to go to the simplistic areas first.
Yeah.
And that's quite often the case. Somebody's neck has been out of whack for so long that, you know, there's not enough oxygen going to the vessels behind the eye.
Huh. Go figure.
Yeah, and it could also be thyroid. Thyroid. I can't tell you how many people have thyroid problems. I don't know of anybody that does not.
Yeah.
And it's all because of cellular radiation. When you think about it, you talk on your cell phone, and there's no bones that actually protect the thyroid. The thyroid is just an organ that sits there absorbing everything. And there's a couple of really good products on the market that help to block radiation. One is a black sea. No, it's not. It's a brown seaweed extract from Russia.
Yeah.
Available through me, and that helps to block radiation. And also, like, the power lines, they actually don't give off that much radiation. I had a man that lived next to me, and I went out with him one night to check the radiation levels coming off power lines. And it was actually very interesting because he had to hold the detector about 7 inches away from the line before the detector actually lit up. So there's not that much. However, because the ground is such a conductor of electricity and frequency travels through the ground a lot faster than it travels through the air, is my belief. I could be totally wrong.
Uh-huh.
But they've buried all these lines now, so all this radiation is going into the soil.
Really?
So what was the point of burying the lines? There's very little radiation coming off the power lines above ground, but underground, apparently, you can multiply it by 6.
I went to this place that actually sells plants,
mm-hmm.
and that area, they were actually under a bunch of towers.
Yeah.
And it's a greenhouse business.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I touched a tree, I would get zapped.
Yeah.
I'd zap by a tree, and I couldn't figure why. As soon as I touch a tree, I can hear the zzzz that feeling.
Really?
Plants, the smaller plants, no big deal, but I touched a tree, and my body was vibrating.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, you know, that's a lot of humming. Like, it's a lot of energy coming from above, and the trees are really affected by it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And yet, these guys say that there's, you know, I wonder, because you think about it, always keep on saying, well, they blame in the power lines that sometimes these kids get cancer, because they apparently have about 40 cases in the same school that these kids were all getting cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're blaming the tower, but they didn't blame the water, because apparently there's a water line, like a river, a small river right next to not too far from the school.
Mm-hmm.
And in that area, and it's not in Canada, it's actually in the States, and they were saying that it actually wasn't too far from a chemical plant.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're blaming the tower, but it possibly could be from the water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. I have a client that lives in amongst four different hydro plants in Ontario. And when she came out here, she's been here almost a year, and they came in contact with me. And that first visit here with her parents, she sat on my couch and she shook like a leaf in the wind. And she had no control over this. And I knew that, instinctively, I knew that there was no sense in trying to actually clean this body. We had to rebuild it.
Yeah.
So we've been working on gently removing radiation, building the blood, and nurturing the thyroid. And I've been working with her for 3 months, and she is a totally, totally different human being now. She's actually seeing like she could go back to university. Has she been through the mill? And not everybody is affected as much as others.
Yeah.
You know, some people, it depends on how many hours a week you spend in front of your television, computer, radio. But cell phones, they're going to do us in.
Definitely.
We are just walking antennas.
Yeah, especially now these new cell phones are out. You stick them right into your ear. And
yeah.
I've never seen so many people, you know, they're talking to themselves a lot now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, oh, totally. And a friend of mine, he actually ended up with a subdermal hematoma. His eye, the blood vessels in his eye burst, and it was from cell phone radiation.
Yep, from being up against his ear all the time.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and I would like to thank you for being on the show, and I would like to get you to come back again sometime in the future. And I want to talk about AIDS.
AIDS?
And that subject, now remember you telling me earlier that the AIDS is an interesting story, and we're hoping we're going to have somebody on, come on with us, that you know quite well, we both know quite well, that will tell his story about AIDS.
Yep.
Okay, and anyways, everybody, I'd like to thank you all for listening in to Between Two Worlds. I'm your host, Derek White Sky Cloud. Yes, I am a psychic medium and a paranormal investigator, and once in a while I like to get on other people that I know in the industry, that are in the health industry, because I am involved in it quite often. And so next week, we're back here again at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and I'm looking forward to having you guys listen in, and we'll have more things to talk about. So. Thanks, Joanne. I appreciate you being on the show, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again in the future.
Sounds good.
Okay. And anyone who wants to email me, it's whiteskycloud@yahoo.com, or if you want to go to my website, it's whiteskycloud.com. If you want to go to Joanne's website, it's www.wildwomanherbs.com, and if you want to email Joanne about this program, just go to her website. You can email her there, or you can contact me. We can share the information back and forth. Or if you want to get a hold of Joanne on her phone number, it's 604-942-4031.
That's right.
And that's, and basically, and if you need to know anything else regarding your health, she will give you the information. And she's a really good person to have a chat with and talk to. Anyways, Joanne, thank you very much for coming on.
You're welcome.
And anyways, everybody, take care, and we'll talk to you next week. This is Derek Weisguy Cloud. We're signing off, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.